Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Dan, we've talked, you and I, about the ongoing campaign for speed ramps. There's no sign of a speed ramp, but you've got a big, long list of compulsory purchases under a sustainable Cork plan. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Thanks again for giving us the time there to air our opinions. But yeah, nothing really is developing there from the speed ramps on Harborview Road. And I think
what's this sustainable Cork plan?
Yeah, so what I want to do is that we got letters from the NTA in the door yesterday morning with a map outlining, and again there's a their text is saying that the NTA, you know, they want to deliver the Bus Connects program around the city and around the countryside. So what they're intending on doing is that they want to compulsory purchase order front gardens on Harborview Road to increase the width of the road. Now, where we are at the moment is that they're showing four lanes of traffic, so they basically want to turn into a superhighway. So you'll have two bus lanes and two vehicular lanes on Harborview Road, alongside two bicycle lanes and pedestrian footpaths. Now, when we're looking at this, PJ, is that at the moment the road is only 16 feet wide.
Yeah.
So looking at the figures, like 3 meters for the bus on either side and 3 meters for the car, and then 2 meters for the bus or for the cycle lane and the footpath. So they want to increase the road.
That's 20 feet. That's about 30 feet. That's about 30 feet wide. 30 feet more.
Yeah, so... Oh, yes, yeah. So we're looking at the road now being increased in width to 70 feet.
It'll be the existing 16 feet.
It'll be bigger, right? It'll be bigger than that, PJ. No, you know, where we're looking at it is that where we had issues before on Beara Drive with them trying to get out and go up to Super Value, just ahead west going up Harborview Road, they're going to have to negotiate four lanes of traffic plus your cycle lanes and your footpaths, you know, and we don't see it being viable, really, to be honest, because of what they want to do basically is turn it into a superhighway. And again, you have the residents and you have children playing on that road. You know,
all the Bus Connect stuff is all very welcome. Bus lanes, all very welcome. Cycle lanes, they're part of where we are. But you still want, there's no mention in any of this of speed controls.
No, there's not. And where it was left off the last time with the 10 speed ramps, with this coming in the door yesterday morning, now we're starting to, our noses are twitching now and sort of saying, they're not going to give us anything at all. You know, now I know that the LSE met last week. We're waiting on a report from that, which is very slow to be coming out, to be honest. And, you know, we're hoping to speak to one of the engineers from City Council, where they wanted to give away the 50k to a survey report.
Oh, so that one, yeah.
We're being very suspicious here now to say that they're not going to give us anything at all. You know, they'll keep the speed responder signs with the flashing green 50 kph or the red 52, and that's your lot. And on your bike, because they're giving us bike lanes. So, you know, we don't understand of where they want to put in a superhighway. Where is it going to finish? Where is it going to end? Okay, it's going to service Apple, and we welcome the increase in employment in Apple. we welcome that. But they were talking before about the North Distributor Road out around Blarney and places like that. Is that a plan to connect that? We can't see those plans. You know, when you look at the phases of regeneration with 3B and 4A phases,
What I'm getting from you here, Don, is very much a sense of, and look, you're a fair man, you've been on me many times, I know you're not unreasonable, neither are any of your colleagues in the group. Everybody welcomes more buses, everybody welcomes development like that, but you've been asking for these speed ramps since God knows when, since poor Kimberley died, still no sign of them in this multi-million euro plan.
Yeah, and, you know, they seem to be talking and talking and talking. In fairness to some of the councillors, you know, and again, you know, we could see a case of where the councillors are going into these meetings because we're not privy to them. We're only getting bits coming out of them. They're going in, they're telling us one thing. Like, again, PJ, with the protest that we had, everybody had their day in the sun where it was good for optics, and they could be going in and saying one thing and come out and telling us something else, you know, because there's no progress. The 50K is after, you know. That's been sat on at the moment for a report. You know, we were hoping to get another 50K into that pot to give us the speed restrictions. And again, what I can see is that they're coming out now and giving us one or two tabletops on Harvey Road, which is a good considerable distance from the bottom of Baker's Road all the way up to Tyke Barry Road up in Apple. You know, like two, it's an open road.
Tabletops being what, Don, for the benefit of someone who doesn't know the term, tabletops?
I suppose for you and your location, PJ, when you go into Douglas, you'll have Tesco, or you'll have the shopping centre, the smaller one, Douglas Village Shopping Centre on your right-hand side. You'll have the Circle K on your left-hand side, and you're heading up towards KSE's. At that pedestrian crossing, that's a tabletop there. So you rise up, you go onto a plateau, and you drop back down again.
I have you. So there'll be no good. Now, you're trying to organise another protest for, or a meeting at least, for Tuesday, and you haven't got a venue yet, have you?
We're waiting on availability there because where we made a post yesterday morning on our Facebook page is that people are outraged at the moment. So what we're going to do is that we're going to coordinate with the residents. We're going to get their views. We know their views already, to be honest, PJ, because we've been talking to them on the street and things like that. And, you know, we're hoping now for Tuesday to get a venue. We're waiting on the availability to have a town hall meeting and get everybody in there. And look, as I said, we had the protest before. The kid gloves now are coming off, PJ. You know, we're sick of it. We're absolutely sick of it.
Okay.
And, you know, I think that people now are going to intensify the protest. We spoke about it.
Very clearly, though, Don, the message is, and I hear it again in your voice, we have no problem with progress. We just want our concerns addressed in association with that. Am I correct? Just to wrap, am I correct with that?
You are correct, PJ, yes. We have no problem with progress. We welcome infrastructure. We welcome the developments of regeneration. We welcome the employment in Holly Hill and Apple and Holly Hill. But what we don't welcome is this thing of, you know, fiddling around with us and, you know, not making your situation better for where we are.
Don,
but yes, we welcome progress.
I've no doubt we'll talk again. Thanks for that. Councillor McNugent was on. That's Don from our Community Matters. Councillor McNugent was on saying he will raise the concerns of residents at a Bus Connect briefing today and stress the need for consultation and local meetings, and says there should be plenty of opportunities for this before the application goes through to onboard Plinall. That application won't go through until 2024. Nothing happens quickly, which in this case might be a mercy.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.